Across the U.S., there are generally more jobs right now than people looking for work. In economic speak, that means the labor market is tightening. But a new report from the Conference Board shows Arizona has the second loosest labor market in the country. That is, more people looking for work than there are jobs available. Gad Levinon is chief economist for North America at the Conference Board, and he joins me. So, Gad, nationally, the market is tightening?
We are getting to the point where it's becoming tight. We are close to what's called the full employment. Not there yet, but I think within a few months we will be.
Your report also found that in Arizona, that is not so much the case. Arizona had one of the highest amounts of what you call slack in the labor market.
Right. So Arizona, even though they've been recovering very rapidly in recent years, they suffered so much during the housing crisis that they still have long ways to go before reaching a tight labor market.
Is it really just the fallout from the housing market, or are there other factors at work here?
Well, I think also Arizona is also has a relatively good demographic trajectory. So the number of young people compared to older people is pretty favorable for Arizona. So there's still a lot of inflow of new workers into the Arizona labor market. And that also, other things equally, slow down the drop in the unemployment rate.
Is that a reason why Arizona economic leaders maybe shouldn't worry, because there are all these younger people who will theoretically soon be entering the labor market and taking some of those jobs?
I think if you're concerned about labor shortages, Arizona is one of the places where you have less reasons to be concerned about. The combination of A, that it's still far from tight labor market right now, and B, the fact that the demographic trends are still favorable, a lot of young people, as opposed to the Northeast and the Midwest, for example, where the number of older workers is much larger than younger.
What kind of lessons can you take about sort of the state of the overall economy based on how tight or loose a labor market is? I mean, what do these results say about what's going on in Arizona right now?
Well, typically when labor market gets tighter, it's harder to find qualified workers. You see more job turnover. People are switching to new jobs. And you start seeing wage pressures. So I think in some parts of the country, this is pretty visible right now. I think in Arizona, it is still, and we're not there yet. And I think it provides some opportunities, because I think in a lot of those places where companies are now struggling to find qualified workers, relocating to places like Arizona makes a lot of sense.
But as you say, it affects wages. And would you imagine that wages in Arizona maybe are lower at the moment than they might be in other places?
I would say, compared to, let's say, 10 years ago, Arizona's wages are probably more favorable now for employers than they were, yeah.
How long does it take for these numbers to shift? I mean, at what point do you think Arizona's labor market will start to tighten up a bit?
Well, in Arizona is an interesting case, because the unemployment rate in Arizona is actually not that high. It's 5.4%, which is not so bad. But the other measures of labor market tightness, like the percent of people who want a full-time job but had to settle for a part-time, or people who want a job but are discouraged and are not actively looking for one, those people are not counted as unemployed. But in Arizona, their numbers are still very high. So I think we are not... Probably, I think a tight labor market is not something we'll see in Arizona in the next year or even 2 years.
Gad Levinon is chief economist for North America at the Conference Board.